All right, Sam Noll, High Plains Radio, here with Coach Brandon Pritchett, head coach of the women's basketball team at McCook Community College, and just sent Jim off to Eastern Tennessee State. Obviously, kind of bittersweet. Been here for 2 years. I'm sure you've got to know her really well, but going to miss her, but obviously very proud that she's going Division I, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's been great to have. Obviously, her freshman year was a little bit of a struggle, but we talked at the end of that last season that it was going to be different this year, and that we were going to change some things and just have a better accountability across the board for all of our players, and she bought into that, and you know, she's the type of player that really excelled this year, and you miss, you know, at the JUCO level you only get them for 2 years, sometimes only one, and you wish you were a 4 year, and she's one of those players that you wish you were a 4 year, because then you could get them for two more years. But at the same time, like, excited for the new opportunities that she has and the growth that she's going to get at that next level, especially at the Division I level, and told her it's going to be difficult, it's not going to be easy, but you know, if anybody, like, she can handle it. She's got that determination, she doesn't let things affect her very much, and she has a tough skin, and you kind of need that at that level. So I'm excited to see her growth and her development, and I think it's a great fit at East Tennessee State for her, and she found what is the perfect spot for next year.
Yeah, I guess, you know, obviously on and off the court, amazing person, amazing player, but really what made her stand out in your eyes, especially on the floor?
You know, just her work ethic. I mean, you know, I told her from last year to this year, like, we were going to have to, her and I needed to have more communication. You know, we needed to be on the same page. She's not one that really opens up. She doesn't have, you know, that you know, in-your-face personality. She's very quiet. She's very reserved. She's very just to the point, get stuff done. But I said, I'm the same way, but we both need to communicate more. And we had a lot of talks over the summer. I forced her into some Zoom calls. So we're face to face, and although she's not that type of person, I think it just helped our trust and between each other, and to build off of that relationship, and so that's really the big change for her is just us, you know, that communication, that relationship as player coach that kind of pushed her to that next level, that trust factor and everything.
Yeah, you mentioned you know, kind of that trust level, and especially with all the girls too. You know, it kind of starts with the sophomores, and obviously this season I felt like this group was really close, and it probably started with her and all those sophomores. So what did she do to fit in with that group and kind of help you along in those lines too?
She's just, you know, the kind of natural leader that way. You know, we set some different, like a different tone. Like I said, last year, it just didn't have that same tone. We just, and it was my fault. So we just changed things. And the biggest change for us was, you know, I told them all this year that they needed to eat together at dinner. I mean, what better way to converse and get to know each other than over a meal? I mean, you can't leave. You have to be in front of each other. So why not, you know, all sit together? And so that's a precedent we set, and she helped hold them to that. And our sophomore group did, and especially with her. And like I said, she's not one that, you know, she's not letting everybody into her circle and getting to know everybody, but she really did that with this team, and it has been the close team, and it's probably been the closest team I've had since probably my first year here on the women's side. So and it was due to those sophomores and due to those returners with her and Noah and Nat. So but she's been a special part of that in making us a more bonded team that way.
Obviously, I know it's about her, but what does it mean to you as a coach, another player moving on to continue their education and their basketball career?
You know, that's my goal every year. I mean, wins and losses are one thing. We all want to win. We all want to, you know, that's why we play the game. But really, at our level here, like, for me, success is where do we move our girls on to? Do we move them all? You know, last 2 years we've had 10 sophomores and they've all moved on, and that's something special. And you know, we have four or five. We have some that might come back due to injuries and things. But being able to move those players on afterwards and watch them succeed and levels is great. Division I, like, everybody wants to go to Division I, so it's great to see her at that level. But it's really about the right fit, you know, for our players and making sure, you know, they get to a level that fits them and a place in a school and education that fits them. So those are my goals every year is to help our sophomores move on. And that's something that I take pride in as a coach, that it's not just about the game. It's about, you know, being able to help them succeed and move on in life. And hopefully these things help them into their career as well, not just the basketball side, but whatever they decide to go into career-wise, that these situations, this time that we have together and everything that affects them throughout their whole life.
Well, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.